All right. Hey, dude. Hey, and welcome to another episode of the Brain Dump Diaries podcast. I'm your host, Jesse Wallacher, with the Rock Solid Gym Method, which includes courses, journals, one-on-one coaching, and also the Rock Solid Gym Method membership site, which we are currently going through the food experiment right now. As you are watching and listening to this, we are on week two. So if you are interested in joining us in there, diving into experimenting, finding the best foods for you, what works best for you and your body, and we are doing that. Otherwise, if you want a little bit more one-on-one support, I have a few one-on-one spots open. If you want to dive into smaller things, work on your own, I do have journals available on Amazon. All links are on my Rock Solid Gym Method website. So that's rcksldgymmethod.com. All right, so today what we are talking about is the best split for you in the gym, which I think is perfect because I am recording this day of uploading because yesterday was hectic. Normally, I am trying to record these on a Tuesday, upload them on Wednesday, but it is Wednesday morning, and I woke up to my period and super bad cramps. So it's 9:30 a.m., and normally I would be working out right now, but here I am. I am not doing that. I am not working out this morning. So I definitely wanted to talk a little bit more about that because before I would have so much anxiety, so much stress, and just feeling so guilty that I didn't work out that I wouldn't eat. I would eat very minimal foods. I would do a lot more salads or just push it off and silence my hunger and deal with it because I had failed by not going and working out. Or if I had like a basic gym membership, I'm currently doing CrossFit right now, and I also coach at a boxing studio too. So I would do like fasted cardio tonight, or would add in fitness here and there, or force myself to like push through, or I would have gone to the gym before and just push through, even though it was super uncomfortable, it super wasn't a good time. But that's what I want to kind of share with you, because just like whatever the best diet for you is, the best workout routine for you is something that can work with your life, with your lifestyle, with your goals, with whatever is happening. It's flexible for you. So just like, again, with the diet, we got to find out what it is that you want to do as far as fitness and health goes. So if you are just looking for that aesthetic of it all and you are just looking for the looks of it, And there's nothing else that you want to do with it. You just want to look good. There's got to be something else deeper going on for you, because otherwise that can really mess with your head if you don't find like the balance for it all. I mean, yeah, if you want to just look like a hard ass beast, like go for it. But I think that there is that underlying with everybody of wanting to be able to do certain things, not feeling like you have to worry about being able to do something, like whether it's you have kids and you want to be around for them, or grandkids, or you just want to be able to go on adventures with friends, or just feel good existing in your body too, like you're able to go upstairs and not have to worry about it. Like that can be just the bare minimum across the board. But in all honesty, it's because you want to do more with your life. You have bigger goals than just to look good. That's going to be a byproduct of it all. And as I'm recording this, so like the day before yesterday, I went and got some new sports bras, which I have not been getting. I haven't gotten new sports bras in years. Let's be honest. It's been like 5 or 6 years. And I work out I wear sports bras every single day. I have one normal bra. And I think I wear that like quarterly. I think that's it. Otherwise, it's super flat against my chest. But when I went and was trying on sports bras and I went and tried them on. It was in store. I was able to, it was in a mirror. There was a mirror there, dressing room, all that kind of stuff, like terrible lighting, everything like that. And I looked and I saw myself and I actually liked what I saw. Like for the first time, I'm starting to see the filter of my body dysmorphia waver every single day as I've changed my view of fitness and of food. I think I talked about that last week as well, but I'm going for, I want to be the best athlete that I possibly can be. And that's always been my goal, but it's gotten distracted by the fitness industry because it's so aesthetic and it's so focused on just this one body type that anything outside of that just isn't it. So I've gotten distracted and I've hated my body. I mean, I have before and after pictures and like maybe I'll bring that up again. Like I've definitely lost weight. I've definitely reshaped my body. I've definitely put on more muscle. I definitely like have created what I wanted. But I'm also sharing a post today on the 14th about like not like watching as you're scrolling because you can get so sucked into what everybody else is doing. Like if I look and see that, even my coworker, he posts like when he works out and like exercises and stuff. And if I see him share that later today, like I would feel so bad and so guilty because I'm not working out. And if you don't share it online, it never happened. I always tease my members and they always get freaked out too when they forget their watches. So like it doesn't track how many calories they burned or how many steps they did. It's like, well, might as well not. It's like you didn't even work out, even though you got a full 50-minute workout in and you're going to be super sore and you worked really hard. It's like you didn't even do anything. But it can be a big mindset shift like that, and it can be really detrimental. So it's all about looking at the bigger picture. So I've been going for being the best athlete that I possibly can be. I'm starting to lift more weights and actually push and see what I'm capable of because I've always done like heavy weights, but all the reps, very bro basic bodybuilder style, but like also kind of unique to me. And CrossFit, we were doing one rep maxes on some exercises, and I actually have been lifting heavy weights, and I didn't know I possibly could because like I was worried about old injuries. I was worried about like wrecking my back because I've done that in the past, of hurting myself, of questioning if I actually do know like how to do the lifts and everything. Like, do I actually know the proper form? And I'm a big, like, I'm super focused on form because form is everything. And if you don't do it correctly, like you can hurt yourself, and I don't want to be doing that. So what is it that I'm going to do? How can I possibly better myself? And I got so into my head of needing it to be perfect and of needing it to be a certain way that I didn't even allow myself to enjoy what I had created. So when I saw myself in the mirror and I saw my white stomach because it never sees the light of day, and my legs with the tan lines and cellulite, and my arms that are bigger and have some weight still to lose, and it's not the body that you share online, but it's also not far from it. It's not far. It's like it's a body that people would just, without even thinking about it, go out in. And it's been a body that I have hid for years and years and years, thinking that like one day I'll wear that bikini, even though like that's not comfortable for me. Like, one day I'll show my stomach and actually have it tan, even though I could care less. So, like, seeing those pictures and, like, seeing it real time, one, and, like, being happy and excited about it, but also, like, no, so, like, when I was trying on my sports bras, like, they're high impact, the girls aren't going anywhere, but I was, like, jumping and like running in place to make sure, like doing all the weird crazy stuff that we as women do to make sure the sports bra is not gonna like let them just fly, because that is not okay. And as I did that, like everything was nice and tight, and I was like engaging my core and engaging my muscles, and I saw my stomach like flopping around because I am a person that is not shredded 24/7, and I probably never will be. But I saw that, and I looked at it and thought, this is kind of like a body image podcast episode too. I'll have to preface that too. Don't worry. We're talking more about the split as well, but this all goes hand in, because how you do one thing is how you do everything. So all goes hand in hand. We dive deeper into it in the Rock Solid Gym Method membership as well. If you want to do that more. It's a lot more cohesive there. We have a schedule. But when I saw that, instead of like feeling so much disgust and hate towards myself, I was so neutral to my body. I was so neutral, and I'm so happy with where I am at with that. Because in a neutral state, there is no like disgust or hate, but there's no like, I'm the hottest thing to ever walk the earth. It's more like, this is my body. I've built this. I've done this. And this is good. This is normal. This is normal. This is what happens under clothing that nobody sees, that everybody's so self-conscious about, that they see like the ripped, shredded bodies do, and they don't do that. And then it's like, well, I'll never be like that. And I was just like, this is such a good spot to be in. Because I'm no longer going for it needs to be aesthetic. It needs to be this, that, and the other. It's literally, this is the body that was able to clean and jerk 145, that was able to front squat 175, that has made it through CrossFit workouts, that is starting to get double unders and go farther on handstand walks and last longer in the gym. And this is a body that is taking her members and clients through good workouts and helping them see themselves differently and showing them that they can literally do whatever they want. They can wear whatever they want, and it's so fine. Like, I'm wearing shorts to the studio, and you can definitely see my tan lines. You can see all of my dimples and cellulite and all of that stuff, and I could care less. I could care less. And I know that that has helped other people to just feel comfortable to wear whatever they want. I've had members tell me that. Say, like, I want to have legs like you. They look so good. Like, they're flawless, but I have too much cellulite. I was like, I got cellulite. What are you talking about? Wear the shorts. Who cares? It's dark in here. If that's what you're worried about, no one's going to see it. Nobody is looking anyways. Nobody is looking. And if they are, you are in the wrong spot. If that's something that's going to set you off, you got to find a better gym. You got to find a better community. Because real lifters, real people that work out, they are there for themselves, because we are all somewhat broken. We are all looking to build ourselves up. Like, it's not a perfectionist place. And yeah, you'll have people like that, but they're not true, genuine lifters, in my experience. Because real lifters, real gym goers are there to better themselves, and they understand what it's like to hate what you see in the mirror, to not be satisfied, to not be happy with what it is that you are achieving and where you're at. And they know that struggle. And if they don't, they're bullshitting it. They're putting up a front. Or they're just not good people to be around. And it has nothing to do with you. It has nothing to do with you. So this is where being the best athlete, where it all comes together. What is the best split for you? The split that is flexible, the split that works best for you, the split that is, you're seeing progress. You're seeing progress. Whether you are doing CrossFit or studio workouts, yoga, rock climbing, bodybuilder style training, any and all things, powerlifting, Olympic lifting, strongman, anything like that, whatever it is that you're doing, if you are seeing the results that you want, you want a strong, fit body. You want something that like is shredded, that has certain shapes and everything. And even if you're doing like specific classes and stuff like that, but you're going for a certain shape, like you're doing the extra work. You're putting in, like, you're doing heavier lifts. If you want like stronger, broader shoulders, you're doing those heavier weights on those shoulder exercises. Like, you're challenging yourself more. You're pushing yourself more because you are going for a specific thing. You are going for a specific outcome. You want to be strong. You want to be capable. You want to be athletic, but you also want a life. Because if you are just working out so you can look good in the gym, but you never go out and do anything else outside of that, there's no point. There is no point. And you're ready for that. I know you are. Because for so long you have been, once I lose the weight, then I'll get healthy. Then I'll find a better plan. Then I'll find something that is more flexible and doable for my life. But for right now, we're just going to suffer and get through it. No. No, no, no. Because whatever you need to do now in order to lose the weight is what you're going to need to do to keep it off. Whatever you do now to get the body of your dreams is what you're going to have to keep doing in order to keep to maintain it. And if it's a struggle, if it's a pain, if it's so stressful you can't even bear it, that's not something that's going to last. It's not something you're going to be able to stick with. You need to know yourself. Do you do good at home or do you do good with other people? Do you come up with your own exercises and workout routines or do you need somebody to do it for you? Do you like classes? Do you like one-on-one work? What kind of music do you like? What kind of energy do you want? It all plays a part and you need to understand and need to know what that is for you. What is it that's going to work for you? What is it that's going to keep you coming back for more? It might take a little bit to get you going, to get into a routine, but ultimately, it's not going to be that hard. You will have days where you don't want to go and work out. So don't. I'm on my period. I needed to get stuff done and I'm going to be totally fine about it. I got a long day of work and I've just accepted. And it's through experimenting that I know this about myself. Depending on how I wake up the morning of my first day of the period, first day is always the worst. If I don't prep very well the rest of the month, if I don't take care of myself, if I don't get all the right foods for me, anything like that, if I let stress get to me a little bit too much, it might be a harder month, harder period for me. So it's accepting that. It's knowing if I wake up with some cramps, it's probably not going to be a good workout because I ride a very fine line for my period week and working out, especially day one. And today was everything's uncomfortable. I don't feel super great. So we're going to take it easy here. I'm not going to stress about it. We're going to do something at home. We're going to take it easy because it's a long day as well. Wednesdays are my long days coaching. So it's knowing yourself and knowing that just because I'm not working out doesn't mean I'm going to fall off and never go back and just have all of my progress wither away. Because it's also good to take days off. And I wish I had known that sooner. I wish that was something that was shared more, that you make great progress when you don't go and work out every single day. And if you do want to, you can, but you got to take care of yourself. It can't be like 5 hours of sleep and starving yourself and watching food videos to silence your starvation and chewing gum to get you through and doing like 2 a days for no reason at all. What do you want this life to be like? How do you want to feel in your body? You are a fit and strong and athletic person. So live it. There are no rules for how to live life. There is no one right way. That should set you free. That should allow you to do whatever you want, to feel good about being able to do whatever you want, because there's no way of doing it wrong. The only way you can do it wrong is if you continue on this path and burn out and break down. And this is why I do what I do, why I created this membership, why I do one-on-one, why I created journals, because I know what it's like to burn yourself out, to go from loving the gym and having that as your therapy to something that you dread and use as punishment for not being good enough, for needing to do more to see less, needing to do more to see less of yourself. And feel like it's a good thing. But it's not. It is not a good thing. It's not okay. You need to get back to what you're going to enjoy. And know that what you want will come in time. Because the more you know yourself and the more you know your body and how it responds to food and fitness and life and stress and sleep and everything that life has to offer, the more you're going to know how to build that up and how to progress that and how to see the changes you want to see change. That's the only way you're going to go about it. So take some time with yourself. Ask yourself. Here's your homework. Of course, I got to write it down so I can share it with you. But first off, what do you want your life to look like? Do you want it to be stressful? Do you want it to be two-a-day, starvation, forcing it through? Or do you want it to be flexible? Something you enjoy going to? Like, you don't have to stress about it? Like, it's just a good time? What do you need to change in order to get that? It might be changing gyms. It might be changing times. It might just be changing your mindset, trying something new, going back to something you did before. So one, what do you want life to look like? What do you need to change in order to get it? And why do you need to remind yourself this? What do you need to remind yourself every day? What do you need to tell yourself? What is it that you want? What is the end goal? I want to be the best athlete I possibly can be. I want to be my version of an athlete and define that. Define what your version of an athlete is. And take it and run. Do it. This is your life. You're worth doing it. You're worth living it. It's valid. It's good enough. You got this. And that's the best split. And I know you want it written down. I know you want something to follow. I know you want the secret, but you also want the freedom. And that's what I've got for you. I've got the freedom. I've got the ticket for you to just rebel. Here's your permission to rebel. Do what it is you want and trust that it can work. If you struggle with that trust and belief and knowing that you actually do know what it is you need to do, that's where I can come in. Not because I have the secret, not because I have the missing link, but because I can help remind you that you do. Can take all of everything that everybody else is telling you and bombarding you with and getting in your head and start to actually see the life that you want to have. So that is all I have for you. As always, if any of this resonates with you, I would love to see. Feel free to take a screenshot and tag me. I love seeing who actually is watching this whenever it is that you're watching this. If you want to join us in the Rock Solid Gym Method membership, again, we are going through the food experiment right now. Whenever you are listening to this, feel free to check the calendar that I have. It's all planned out for the year. So whenever you are hopping on anything, I got a bunch of trainings in there and bonuses coming soon. So it's a great thing. $59 a month, or there's a pay in full option for the entire year, committing to it at a very discounted rate. Otherwise, as of right now, one-on-one spots open too, if you are interested in that. But stay tuned. Thank you so much. Follow me on social medias. I am Jessie Wallaker on Facebook and Instagram. Doing a lot more on Instagram. Feel free to follow my personal page on Facebook to see a few more posts on there. Kind of abandoned my Facebook page. Whoops. We'll come back to that later. But as of right now, enjoy your week. Enjoy your day. Please take this into account. Go forth and get large, my friends. Let's lift big things. All right, guys. Bye.